It is time for another episode, edition, whatever we want to call it, of what's going on out there, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's very own everything, rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid, etc. reporter. What's going on out there, Ruth? Hello.
Good morning. Well, Kent lost one of its prime residents this week with the death of Nancy Kissinger. She was the widow of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and who was very much in the political scene in the Nixon era. They lived here on a 300-acre farm in South Kent section of town, and were very part of the community, very much part of the community. In talking to people now after her death and interviewing them, I didn't realize how much she was. We knew she was philanthropic, but and supported loads of local community efforts, the land trust, the library. She was very much supportive of those. But she also, behind the scenes, helped a lot of individuals who she'd come in contact with. So it was a very interesting, these interviews have been very interesting and very enlightening. And they, while they were private to some extent, they were also very visible. You would meet her in the grocery store or at the post office. And so Kent is really feeling it today. She is going to be buried in Arlington next to her husband. And so, as I say, Kent is, that's what's being talked about in Kent this week. Moving on, I attended the 200th anniversary celebration of the North Cornwall Meeting House this weekend. That's an iconic building, obviously, 200 years old. Not only is it a beautiful structure, for anyone who hasn't been there, I would urge them to take a little tour of it if you ever have the opportunity to. Takes you back 200 years. Yes.
So where, for those who don't know, is North Cornwall?
Okay, North Cornwall is up. Well, the church meeting house is at the corner of Town Street and Cogswell Road. So you're way up almost at the, going towards Goshen, that area.
That past where the library is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's actually part of the shortcut if you're going over Music Mountain and Cream Hill, but
if you're going to up Route 4 to the blinking light, you know where the stop is. It a blinking light or stop sign? You make a right to go to Torrington. You make a left to go towards Town Street, and it's way up there. But it's you're walking back 200 years when you go into that building. It's the pews and the candlelight sconces and the fluted pillars inside and the balcony. It's really just very, very sweet. But the story behind it is even more interesting. It's really a story of separation and dissent, because back in the 1700s, there was the first Congregational Church, and there were people who dissented because they were unhappy with the minister and they several other things, and they split off. And so you had two churches in Cornwall, just like now you have two farmers markets. And so for years and years and years, there were people going to one church and then downtown, down in the village. And then this building was eventually built in 1826, and that's where the second Congregational Church was, and then it became the North Cornwall Meeting House. And for years and years, as I say, it was there were attempts to join them together, and it didn't happen. Virginia Gold, whose great 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 grandfather was the pastor Ezekiel Gold back then, gave a beautiful lecture on Friday night about the whole thing and how they fought and yet come they just about get to the point they were coming together and something would happen and they just couldn't come together until 1988. So at that point, that even though there were times when they were worshiping together, partying together, they still were two separate entities until 1988, when they finally became one. So it's under the auspices of the United Church of Christ, but now they're all part of one. It's just so there was a picnic and this lecture on Friday night. There was a organ concert on Saturday evening, and on Sunday there was a old home week, old home service Sunday morning with another potluck meal. So well attended. People were very excited and very interested in hearing about all this. The interesting thing is that I found very interesting. Virginia Gold was part of a committee who was named 50 years ago to be the overseers of this celebration. She was a very young person, and there were children along with her who were named. And now they have named several young people who are really, teenagers, children, young adults who will named who will be head of the celebration in 2076. So
That's planning ahead.
it sure is. It really that tickled my fancy. I thought that was very interesting, and they listed the people, and so who knows where they'll
Well,
be in 50 years, but they're committed to celebrate doing the celebration.
but it also ensures continuity. And because it's not just one person, but because it's showing what a tradition, you hand it over and they are basically responsible, and that means, folks, that will be there in 50 years.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, Cornwall
Yeah,
is
and
like,
it's
that
in this, yeah, go on.
it just struck me. I don't think, any other group would think that far ahead.
But that's what you used to do, and now we have been, shall we say, trained, programmed, whatever, that as soon as you hang up, as soon as you hit send, that's over. That transaction is over. It's not attached to anything. And that is a problem when you are trying to be genuinely connected. You know how many people walk around and say, "Oh, I can't remember anything. I don't remember. I don't know. I mean, yeah." And other annoying people like me will say, "Well, like that was just yesterday. How can you not?" But this is what has happened, and I just think that's a fantastic counter to it.
It's so typically Cornwall. It's just, it's wonderful. I mean, that they would think ahead to that point. And there were during the talk, Virginia Gold did most of it and talked about this the whole separation. But Tracy Gold, Tracy Gray, spoke about the architecture, which was an interesting segment. And Rebecca Hurlburt spoke about this lawyer who was charged with an extensive renovation and back when and how he got it done. The evening was very interesting and again, even if people want to just drive by the building, it's really a charming place to be. They do hold services there in the summer for the church, and they also hold civic events such as the Boxing Day story every year, the day after Christmas, and sometimes there are concerts there and so forth. But it's pretty pretty dark sometimes.
You know off the top of your head, I mean, because I'm sure a lot of people don't, but you've been there for a while. So Gold, Hurlbut, you know, there are poor Cornwall families, and I believe you listed the names of four or five of them in the people who spoke. I'm just wondering if you personally know, can remember the, like, who are the main founding families, if you will,
Well, definitely Golds. I mean, their imprint is all over. As I say, this is her, fifth great grandfather going back to the 1700s, and their Virginia also gives a talk every Memorial Day at the cemetery up there, which is filled with things, stories of her ancestors. The Golds, the Calhouns, the Sedgwicks, obviously General John Sedgwick, who was a well-known Civil War general. So yes, very deep roots in Cornwall, and it's always brought up at many functions. They're very proud of their ancestry. And so today is the first day of school for Region One. Classes and buses will be out there. It's an early start. It appears to be an early start, and I'm sure there are many changes going on at different. New teachers, kids moving in and out, but here we are. It's another year of school. So,
Yeah, and then, interesting too, Labor Day is still down the road, not until the 7th. So
yeah,
a
Labor
lot of
Day is
times they
late.
open up for a couple of days, take the Labor Day weekend, but they're going to have a good 2 full weeks of school before they get to Labor Day.
Yeah, it's a
They heard
strange
you
year.
last year, Mike. Talking about why, you know, why would you just do it for 2 days? But this is the latest that Labor Day can be, because the first Monday in is October is the 31st of August. So you've got first of September is Tuesday, and then you've got the next Monday. But yes, I predict that that is going to mess up, she said diplomatically, a lot of people who expect Labor Day to be on Monday, which it is not. Nope. You're absolutely right. There is a full week in there. So,
Yeah, it's a strange year. Strange year. So there's some, well, we know of one new face. The assistant superintendent, Andrew Deacon, is replacing Janine Rose, who left. And that leaves an opening at Kellogg because he was the principal there. I haven't heard, but there's probably someone named to that post. So we'll be following up and seeing who's where, and again we'll be following that whole issue of the study about consolidation that's going to go on this year. They're
in
going to.
fact, I will say that an email went out a week or so ago. Did you get it, Ruth? It
No.
went it went to all communities. It discussed the consolidation and said that, you know, everybody was solicited for their input, or will be solicited for their input.
Yeah, I think the idea is to really comb the communities and make sure that everybody has a say, because this is a really important issue, and one that's been bandied about for years. But I think with low enrollment now, some of these schools, as we know, have really low enrollment. This is mo coming to the forefront more. So
Yes,
we'll see.
my favorite. Let's see what happens. But no, you are right. And I actually know people who have, you know, within the region or the area. You know, some North Canaan is pretty. That's pretty well attended. Yes.
Yeah, North Canaan and Salisbury are pretty well North Canaan because of the population, Salisbury because of, I believe, the private schools help keep the enrollment up there, as well as Kent, not quite as much, but Kent, private schools do help the enrollment here. But some of these other schools are really, as we know, there were graduating classes of two and three last year. So that's why the superintendent, Mel Brady Shanley, and Sam Herrick, the business manager, I think, are in charge of this whole project, and they will be reaching out. So interesting.
Just the Falls Village historical note, I will just say it. Don't forget, there was, and everybody will, but there was a one-room school back at the time you were talking about the meeting house, the Gold Church. You had one-room schoolhouses.
Oh,
So
yes. Yeah, there were
we have.
one-room schoolhouses dotting the area still, remnants of them.
The point being that this. What this system that we have now evolved out of something else, and let's talk about it again.
And the other issue is the train station in Lakeville. They're talking about moving it back a ways to because it keeps getting hit by trucks going around that corner. And according to Patrick Sullivan's article, it's inching closer to the move. This too is another thing that's been in the forefront for several years, talked about, and again, preserving an old building, and trying to keep it safe. And so we'll I assume that's going to happen pretty soon. Mike, you've probably been by there, seen it.
Well, I see. Yeah, I'm a proponent of just getting rid of it, frankly, because it doesn't really hold a serious architectural value, and it's in the wrong place. They need parking there more than they need anything else. And unless you can move it substantially away, moving it back a few feet, my opinion only, is just wasting time and money. Because the building sat there empty for how many years? And this is another problem with that building. If it sits empty, the deterioration it becomes more rapid. These buildings need to be occupied and used. And so unless there's really a use for it, again, for me, I see parking lot there, but I know that's not what's going to happen. They're going to go through this whole
How close
play of
is it?
moving it around and everything. So, because they don't have that far that they can really move it either.
How close is it to the other project that is currently being, as the crow,
It's down the
I
hill.
want
It's down the hill. It's
down the
all
road. So
that
it's not
area where it's all shared parking there, and they've
it is, all
shared
right.
out those parking spaces down there numerous times at planning and zoning. Every time they run into a little, thing for parking, they say, well, all these parking spaces, we'll share them again. And you can only share them so many times. They need parking in that part of town, especially with if the building goes up at Holly. They just need the parking. And the railroad station, I'm sorry, it just really it's not that fabulous. It's in a bad state of disrepair, and needs to just go away. So again, that's just my opinion. So
And
at that,
again,
folks, we are coming to the end of our run here. So is there anything to add on to the what we've said today?
I don't know what you've got coming this week. I don't see much.
There's not a lot. Norfolk has their big sale this coming weekend with thousands of books and everything. It's quite an event. But, with it falling outside of Labor Day, I was just thinking that's when I suddenly realized when Labor Day was. And it's like, well, this is kind of off from the Labor Day as well. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm not finding a lot of things that stand out at this point in time.
Nope, me neither.
So kind of an easy week.
Except you'll jinx us. That never happens, Mike.
That's true too.
That's right. And P.S. There are some, and I think you've got a few of them, Mike. But there are some good concerts. There are some good talks. There is stuff going on. It's not like, okay, it's Labor Day weekend, so we stop everything. Which it
All
isn't.
right. All right. On that note.
All right. Well, on that note, I will say thank you, everybody, and thank you specifically to Ruth Epstein. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, adventurous, intrepid, courageous, interested, curious reporter on Robin Hood Radio.